Special Committee. She'll join us coming up bottom of the hour. Rico Aller, my buddy, my pal, the owner of Carson Insulation, will give us the northern Nevada perspective. And also, and don't forget, Heidi Harris. I love having her on because we just giggle and just have fun. She'll join us coming up just after 5 o'clock. I'm sure she'll have something to say about what's going on in D.C. And the just completed 32nd special session of the Nevada legislature. We'll do all that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Friday. It is the best day of the week on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
At a 331, crews are on scene of a crash. That's Interstate 15 southbound at the Washington off-ramp. It's there on the right side, so you're going to want to stay to the left as you merge off of Interstate 15 south at Washington. Bumper-to-bumper flows right now, 15 north at Tropicana. That's causing some backups on those trying to make it to the freeway and merge onto Interstate 15 north. Getting slow flows as well the opposite direction in the resort corridor, 15 southbound at Spring Mountain. You'll tap the brakes there, 215 west at Gillespie. And remember the road work on St. Rose Parkway, that is at the 215 interchange.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley.
Vegas Golden Knights hockey, good win yesterday. They knock off the Blues by a 6-4 score. Mark Stone scoring the go-ahead goal on a deflection with about 7 minutes to go. And the Golden Knights are able to move to 2-0 in round-robin play. Alex Tuck and Shea Theodore each scoring twice for Vegas. If Vegas gets the win against Colorado on Saturday, they will be the number one seed as the Western Conference playoffs move forward. Las Vegas Aces basketball, they're back at it this evening as they will take on the Los Angeles Sparks. So far, the Aces are 3-2 in this shortened WNBA season. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Indeed knows you've got big goals for your business, and we understand hiring is a crucial part of that. You need to hire people who will make a real impact. Indeed can help you find those important hires faster while paying only for what you need without any long-term contracts, thanks to our super flexible payment options. Start finding your important hire today with a free $75 credit for your first job post and get in front of more quality candidates. Go to Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a language today. That's Babbel.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is live and local, and we talk about having big-name guests on. Well, this is about as big as it gets, because guess who's joining us? Ronna McDaniel, chair of the Republican National Committee, and Ronna joins us. You're always on the road when we talk to you. Where are you today?
I'm actually in New York today. So I was in Cleveland yesterday with the president, flew into Bedminster. I had meetings in New York, and then I'll be with him tomorrow for some fundraising in the New York area.
I was on with Siri and earlier today, and I said, how many days until Election Day? And Siri told me 88. Now, that's when I immediately knew I needed to call a higher power. You keep track of these things. How many days till Election Day?
90, I think, but I don't know exactly.
Okay.
So the real question is going to be, how many days till we have the results of the election, with the Democrats doing everything they can to change election laws around the country? It is really frightening and potentially could delay us getting our results.
I want to ask you, we have AB4, which until about Monday or Tuesday was a local story. It was a legislative deal to provide for a mail-in ballot. Then the president jumped in with both feet. Then you guys sued. And now this is a big national story. Can you talk a little bit about why mail-in balloting is wrong, not just for Nevada, but for America?
Well, especially in Nevada, what's been done in the dead of night to call this legislative session 3 months out from an election to fundamentally change how your elections run is really frightening. And what's really unique in Nevada is part of the verification to guarantee that the person who is casting the vote is the person they say they are is for you or I to request an absentee ballot. In Nevada, they're foregoing that whole process, and they're just sending ballots, live ballots, to anybody who's registered, without cleaning up their voter rolls, without making sure that that person is who the ballot is intended for, and it really does leave a lot of room for fraud. On top of that, there are other things they're allowing, like allowing two ballots in an envelope, which is not a practice that's good. Usually you sign the outside of the envelope to guarantee that you're the person turning in the ballot. And they're also allowing ballots that don't have any type of postmark to be counted beyond Election Day, which would allow people to vote after Election Day. So they're opening up opportunities for fraud. And why wouldn't you try and make sure you secure an election in a year where everything's so uncertain?
The other issue that is included in AB4 that is very onerous, and that is ballot harvesting. I'm going to let you explain in layman's terms what it is. But the question I've tried to ask local officials, and they don't really have an answer for me yet, and that is if the Democrats are going to end up doing ballot harvesting, why don't we do ballot harvesting? I'm not saying break the law or anything like that, but do we have a ballot harvesting operation?
You know, we have in states where it's legal, we've tried to do it. Our voters are a little more reticent to hand over a ballot to a stranger and lose that ability to turn it in directly. We just don't do that. But what Democrats do is they go door to door to door. They go to nursing homes. They go to apartment buildings, and they say, "Here, let us help you fill out your ballot," and they turn them in by the thousands. And I think it creates a lot of opportunity for fraud. Who knows, if they're really representing themselves well to the people that they're taking these ballots from. And I think part of the ballot security process should be the individual casting the ballot turns their own ballot in.
That's the way I grew up. I mean, that.
Yep.
I mean, and there's nothing nefarious about it. There's no voter fraud. There's no anything. The other way is rife with voter fraud. Now there are people that are saying, Ronna, that, and again, Ronna McDaniel joining us, chair of the Republican National Committee, that, well, they do it in Oregon. They've been doing it there for years. They've been doing it in other states for years. Why is this so bad?
Well, Democrats have been doing this, but they've really doubled down on it recently with California in 2018. And you're seeing paid activists go door to door to door and really wreak havoc on the election. And I just think here's the thing. Why are they trying to strip away safeguards to election integrity? We should all want that person who is getting the ballot to be the person who turns it in. And what Democrats are doing systematically is trying to create holes in that, getting rid of signature verification, fighting voter ID laws, allowing paid operatives to collect thousands of ballots and turn them in. Now you're seeing in Nevada, they're not even going to make you verify that you're the voter requesting the absentee ballot. So at every single level, Democrats are trying to throw chaos into an election. And that's not fair. It's not right. We need to have confidence in our democracy, and that comes from having confidence in our election process. I will never understand why a voter shouldn't have to show their ID. I will never understand that. You have to do that to go to any building, to go on an airplane. Why shouldn't we have to say, verify who we are before we can cast a ballot? Why are Democrats so against common sense things that will create a lot of harmony in our country as we have surety that our elections are being run in a fair and honest way?
Again, more from Ronna McDaniel, the chair of the Republican National Committee. She joins us from the road. She's always on the road. I don't know why, but she's always. She just never gets home. We're going to talk about Joe Biden, who did it again. He did it again yesterday, and now he's trying to dig out from under. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. All across the state of Nevada, you're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey Chuck, I saw on CNN that over 40% of the American population can't cover a $400 emergency expense. Is that true?
The bad news, yes, 100% true. The good news, this is exactly the group of folks we welcome every day at Dollar Loan Center. I can't tell you how many times I've told the critics of our industry to simply walk into a bank and try to borrow a couple thousand dollars. Most banks won't even take your application, Craig. We get it at Dollar Loan Center. We're here for you, the real people in Nevada who run into a pinch every now and then.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes and have up to a year to pay it back, even if you don't have a checking account. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
Freedom to roam while staying safe in your home away from home. An RV from Johnny Walker RV. Your safety is their number one priority. Enjoy peace of mind while shopping at any of their three giant locations on Boulder Highway. Travel RV style. No planes, no ships, or overpriced trips. Enjoy the great outdoors for as low as $119 per month. Johnny Walker RV. 57 years of service. Staying Vegas strong with you. Visit today or start online at jwrv.com. Keep America camping.
Are you hot in your bedroom? Don't lose your cool. Call Active Air Conditioning at 702-438-3357. You've heard it all before. We're the best. We're the cheapest. We'll save you 50%. Yeah, right. 50% off what? Blah, blah, blah. At Active Air Conditioning, we don't come out to pick your pocket. We come out to service your needs. If you want a healthy, professional AC technician, call Active Air Conditioning at 702-438-3357. So remember, if it's hot in your bedroom, call Active Air Conditioning at 702-438-3357.
Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive, pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Back with Rhonda McDaniel, the chair of the Republican National Committee. All she's done is help raise hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars for the reelection of our president. I'm so excited about that. I want to ask you, because obviously we're talking a lot about the president, but occasionally we talk about Joe Biden. It's usually involved with a gaffe, and a major gaffe yesterday where he questioned the diversity of African-Americans and the African-American community. I don't know how he digs his way out of this one, but what did you make of this? And by the way, were you surprised by this? This is kind of his M.O.
Well, I think it's getting to a point where you're starting to not be able to call these gaffes. You're starting to see this is how Joe Biden really views the black community. When he says things like, you ain't black if you don't vote for me, when he says to a black radio host who asks him a pretty easy question, did you take drugs today? Are you on cocaine? Are you a junkie? And then yesterday to say that black people all think the same. This is a pattern. It is racist. If it were a Republican, it would be wall-to-wall media. They'd be being called out. And now we're getting a glimpse into how Joe Biden feels. And by the way, the Democrat Party has been taking the black vote for granted forever. They go into these neighborhoods, black communities, every 4 years and call Republicans racist. And then they never do things to actually deliver for the communities they're elected to represent. Donald Trump has brought record low unemployment to the black community. He's brought economic opportunity zones. He passed criminal justice reform. I mean, the list goes on and on and on of policies that Donald Trump has enacted specifically that help the black community. And Joe Biden's rhetoric is racist, and his talk is empty on the promises he's making on the help he will give to black Americans.
All right. 90 days, according to the chair of the Republican National Committee, to Election Day. I contend, Rana, that this is going to be all about choices for the American people. Can you talk about the choices you think this thing's going to turn on?
Well, Joe Biden has made no secret of the fact that he wants to transform America. They want to stack the Supreme Court. They want to make Puerto Rico a country. They want to get rid of the filibuster rule so that if they take the Senate, they can fundamentally transform our country with things like giving free health care to people who come to our country illegally, which we all know will create a magnet for people to come to our country illegally, raising taxes on 82% of Americans, getting rid of all of our energy independence and making us more dependent on Iran. Joe Biden is not an America first candidate. He is America last. Donald Trump is America first through his trade deal, through his policies, through his energy independence, through his deregulation. He has proven that. If you love this country, if you know it is the country of opportunity and freedom, there is no choice but to vote for Donald Trump.
Rana, I want to ask you about the convention, because a lot of people have been asking me, and I'm not getting a lot of answers from folks out here, or even Kimberly Guilfoyle and people. They're talking about you guys are weighing the options. What are the options for what remains of the Republican National Convention?
We'll be putting out our programming. It is going to be different because the president looked at Florida, where we had moved our convention when Charlotte, the North Carolina governor, basically made it impossible for us to hold a gathering there. And we looked at doing a big event in Florida, and the president said, and I think he was right, this is a COVID hotspot right now. I don't want to take away resources for testing for my event. I don't want to put this community at risk. And I need to focus on being the president and lead us through this crisis. So you will see more of a live events, live speeches, but not with giant crowds or delegates. The delegates will not be coming to these events. We'll all be watching from home and listening to the president, the first lady, the vice president, really lay out a vision for what the next 4 years are going to bring with a Donald Trump presidency.
And the message, though, is going to be the same, is it not, of creating jobs? You look at jobs reports and things like that. This is incredible, incredible stuff that the president is selling. And is that what the message is going to be?
Yeah, I think the president recognizes COVID has upended the world. I mean, it has. Not just America, the world. And he wants to talk to people about what America was like before this. He had built the best economy. We were rolling, we were humming, and he's going to be the best person to build it back. And I think he wants to assure the American people, the best is yet to come for you in your life with your family. And I'm going to be the person to lead us to that bright future coming out of this very difficult time that we're all struggling with in our country.
I got to ask you about the debates. There have been rumblings among Democrats that maybe Joe Biden should skip the debates and blame coronavirus for it. The president the other day came out and said he wants more debates, or at least earlier debates. Have you had any communication with the Democrats as to what, you know, if they're willing to go earlier so that everybody that votes will have seen at least one debate?
So the campaign does the negotiation. So Rudy Giuliani is doing that for the Trump campaign. They've done the right thing and said, why aren't we debating before the first vote is cast? And Joe Biden's saying no. The debate commission is saying it's them. It's not. The debate commission is run by Joe Biden. This is not a nonpartisan group. Let's just be clear. They've taken over the debate process. I hope we never have to deal with this group again. They are a nightmare. And I think it's absolutely egregious that they would not move the debate earlier so that the American people can see these two candidates face off before a single vote is cast. But this is what Joe Biden and the Democrats want. They want an uninformed electorate. They don't want them to actually see what Joe Biden's proposing, because then people would know 82% of Americans are about to get a tax hike, that he's going to destroy our economy, bankrupt our country. So how much confidence do they have in their candidate? Pretty much none, if they don't want him to go and debate in front of the American people.
In our final couple of minutes, I want to ask you about the stimulus. We're still waiting and still trying to get the two sides together. They've been meeting. They were meeting this morning. Do you have any inside information that you can share with us about where we are in these negotiations?
I don't. I know the Democrats are very uninclined to help and get this done. They're using this to leverage all their wants to bail out cities that were being mismanaged before this virus, to take care of things that have nothing to do with coronavirus. It's disgusting. Republicans have gone very far to try and get this done, giving all types of concessions. Frankly, I don't think they should do any more. I don't. I don't think the Republicans should allow Democrats to spend us into oblivion and bail out cities that were being poorly managed. This should be about helping the American people, getting them the help they need, specific to coronavirus. And it's just wrong that Democrats are putting their partisan political wish list ahead of the needs of everyday working Americans who need help right now.
And what is it that voters in Nevada can do to help? The idea that every vote counts, but that everybody can participate in this democracy. Can you talk about what it is they can still do at this late date?
Well, obviously get involved. I mean, go to GOP.com, become a volunteer, get involved. This has got to be all of us talking. This is a an election where we are deciding the future of our country. And if you love America, you want to keep America, America, you've got to go out and fight. And Democrats try and bully us and silence our voices. And it's going to take all of us talking to our neighbors, our friends, our family members, getting them out to vote. And another thing you can do is go to protectthevote.com, which is a website we've created that will help people know how to look for any shenanigans happening during the election, and they can report it and help us monitor and make sure that this election is run fairly with integrity.
Hey, Rana, always good to visit with you. I know we'll do it again. Hopefully we'll be able to get you out here and do it face-to-face. But thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it, Kevin.
Rana McDaniel, chair of the Republican National Committee. More to come on AM 670 KMZQ.
Can Clark County count you in? The Department of Family Services is in need of supportive foster parents to provide temporary care and stability for our children. That's why they made it easier for you to learn more about fostering with their virtual foster care information sessions. Take the first step in your foster care journey from the comfort of your own home. Visit countmein.vegas for more information or to sign up. That's countmein.vegas. This sponsorship is in cooperation with the DCFS and Adoption Incentive Funding.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Sun Country Heating and Cooling is a premier certified independent trained dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency trained systems than any trained dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company. When it's 110 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun Country Heating and Cooling for fast service. 702-617-8159. That's 702-617-8159.
At Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, they are committed to helping the Las Vegas community in this trying time. If you need any vehicle repair on any model, they are an essential repair facility and got you covered. They have oil changes starting at $19.95, free smogs for life. And if you mention this ad, they'll take 15% off the service cost. Plus, buy any new vehicle, and they have no payments for 90 days. Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at finleyacura.com. Vegas strong.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, we'll take you live to Northern Nevada. And we'll get the perspective there on what the 32nd Nevada legislature did, the 32nd special session. They did a lot of really, really bad stuff. I mean, I really. And don't forget, coming up after 5, my buddy, my pal, my colleague, Heidi Harris, will join us. And we'll go through line by line what the special session did. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Second Amendment Guns, they always believe and uphold everyone's Second Amendment right to carry. They put their customers first and thrive to achieve 100% satisfaction with each customer they serve. Second Amendment Guns, a veterans-owned and operated store, is happy to announce the opening of their second store, along with a state-of-the-art shooting range at the old DMV building in Pahrump. Become a founding member by logging on to secondamendmentguns.com/memberships. By becoming a founding member, you can take advantage of a wide variety of discounts at secondamendmentguns.com/memberships.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit